Chaz, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you. It's good to be here, Steve.
We're going to talk a little bit about the reason for your drop by. And, of course, you can drop by anytime in a few minutes. But we were talking about Dr. King off the air. And if not for your own event, you'd probably be in Memphis, I guess, huh?
Yes, I would be there. My husband, Roger Ebert, passed away the same day as Dr. King was assassinated, years later, of course. And I'm, you know, I would be in Memphis if I wasn't here doing what I'm doing for Empathy Day in Chicago, but...
And Empathy Day is important. You know, we talk about everybody can be a little nicer to each other, but there's a difference between empathy and just kindness, right?
There is a difference, although kindness is a component of it. One of the reasons for having empathy, for putting yourself in someone else's shoes, is to help alleviate the suffering of someone else. You know, an act of kindness can derive from empathizing with someone.
Sure. And Andre?
And I know we're going to talk much more in depth about Empathy Day and this too, but I knew Chaz and Roger from the U of I, from Ebert Fest that you started. And honest to God, Steve, everyone would come back for this.
Sure.
And you and Roger would stand there and talk to film students, answer
yes.
questions. I mean,
yeah.
there'd be a longer line after the movie than the length of the movie was. But you always yeah. talk to everybody, every last student who came to see you.
You know what, Andrea? We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Ebert Fest,
yeah.
April 18th through the 22nd down in Champaign. And I love it. And I love talking to the people. And Roger was energized
yeah.
by it.
Yeah,
I had a chance to know Roger a little bit, you know, right around the time that he and Gene were becoming big, big stars. And this is nothing I've said publicly before. Gene could be a little prickly. Gene could be a little difficult.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just a touch. But Roger
yes.
was Roger was always a teddy bear. Even if on the air he came across
yeah.
as, you know, the tough guy, he was always a teddy bear.
Yeah.
But illness changes people. And did he yeah. did he develop a deeper empathy after he got sick?
He certainly did. I mean, Roger was a teddy bear, but he had his, he could be
yeah.
very, he had his side, because he was also he wanted things to be right. And so
mm-hmm.
He could be a perfectionist about things if he didn't think you were upholding your end on something. And so, and that's how he was with Gene. You could
mm-hmm.
see it in their relationship. Gene was prickly, but Gene was also a sweetheart. And of course, illness does, it doesn't make everyone empathize more, but it certainly did with Roger.
Part of the sweetness, the sadness, I suppose, the tragic part, but also part of the sweetness of your relationship is how much you were able to do for Roger as he got sicker. Because I thought one of the more cruel things about this is losing the ability to speak eventually, you know, in the way that he wanted to. And I suppose that probably was the hardest, wasn't it?
Well, you know, we talked about it as some cosmic joke at first. I mean, what is high ironic that someone who made his living in broadcasting lost his physical ability to speak, but actually his messages became even more deeper and more profound. He used the internet and
yeah.
connected with so many more people after he lost his physical voice, and he realized that too.
You look at the voice recognition technology now too, and how that's changed for people that suffer a loss of their voice, and the communication gets better every day for folks that are suffering that sort of battle.
At that time, you know, I actually went to Scotland. I didn't go to Scotland, but I contacted a company in Scotland called Seraproc to make a custom voice for Roger.
And really?
Yes, I did. And we got all of his recordings over all of the years. We got the TV broadcasting, radio stuff, and sent it to Scotland so that they could create a custom voice for him. What we found, interestingly enough... I'm laughing because I remember when Roger, when they told us that some of the things from the Siskel and Ebert show, they said,
it's okay.
It's not that funny, but I'm just remembering Roger. He said, that damn Gene, because they couldn't eliminate some of the background of what Gene was saying.
Because he talked over
voice.
Each other.
So he's talking over him. So they see us. So he said, Gene is even messing up with my custom voice.
Because he's in the background talking over him.
Well, you remember, yeah. Gene went first, so we had to haunt him a little
uh-huh.
bit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But eventually they were able to make a custom voice for him.
And it makes a huge difference, obviously.
Yeah.
The day for empathy, day the number four empathy, including citywide distribution yeah. of kindness cards and bracelets. And a day for empathy includes scholarships. We'll get into all of that, but I want to ask you about something else.
Okay.
I love movies.
Yeah.
I've never loved them less. Wow. Am I getting old, or is it a situation where the quality has changed and the genres have changed? Because it seems like every week there's a new horror film or there's a new sci-fi type film, and I'm not a fan of either one.
Oh, but you know, I hope you see Annihilation. Annihilation, where they have this, and not just because it's a team of women who are in the sci-fi thing. But
my loved Wonder Woman.
This is good.
Yeah.
Okay. And Annihilation is good. And I saw one last night called A Quiet Place
that
I think you might like. I don't know if it's out at the movies yet, but if she went to see the screening for it.
Okay. She might she sees at least three movies a week.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you.
All right.
John Krasinski?
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
hello.
It is, you know what, it reminded me of the old fashioned movies because it's suspenseful.
So it's more Alfred Hitchcock. It's not just blood and gore.
If you like Alfred Hitchcock, you should like A Quiet Place.
All
right.
What do you think, Chaz? I want your opinion and what you think Roger would think, too, of kind of this Me Too movement and Wonder Woman huge successes, Patty Jenkins, female filmmakers and directors kind of getting their just due now.
Roger would have been so proud of Patty Jenkins. Patty Jenkins actually thanked Roger from the stage when she won a nomination for the movie Monster that Charlize Theron, and she said that Roger really boosted that movie. He loved it so much, and he loved Patty Jenkins' direction and Charlize Theron's acting in that movie. He would have loved, and she wrote to me when she did Wonder Woman and said how she was thinking of Roger and how she wished that he could have seen what she did with Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Oh, in my belief system, he did. Now, I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Okay, now I have to ask you. In your belief system, he did. Because in my belief system, I think he knows, too.
So do I.
All right.
So do I.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but once you guys got serious in the relationship, what was the first time you remember telling him he was dead wrong about a movie?
Well, very early on while we were still dating, because I didn't know, Gene Siskel told me, because I didn't know that Roger didn't like A Clockwork Orange. And that was Stanley Kubrick's. That was one of my favorite movies.
Classic.
And Gene and Roger and I were going to go on a date. And Gene, Gene had to, for some reason, come pick me up in the car, in the limo, because we're going to go somewhere to do something first. And
An event.
An event and or a media thing, whatever. Anyway. So when we're in the car, before Roger comes out, Gene says, "Did you know that Roger gave A Clockwork Orange thumbs down?"
Oh, icebreaker.
Gene's just starting trouble.
What?
What?
No, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you should ask him about it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, no. And what did Roger backpedal?
He said, "Well, I wasn't going to tell you right away."
Oh, that's funny.
So, that Gene could, you know, but he was funny.
It wasn't like a blind date where you're hiding a toupee or a couple of kids you didn't want to bring up right away.
But for movies, I mean, that's serious
business.
It's
a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Did you learn movie appreciation from him at a different level than you had just as a fan?
Of course I did. But you have to realize that one of the reasons that he was probably attracted to me is because I knew a lot about movies when we met.
Yep.
And
That and you being a babe. Those two things. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't all about the movies. That's true. That's true.
We want to talk about this day for empathy, and we'll do that more right after the news. We're also standing by for the Reverend Jackson. We know how busy he is, and we're expecting to hear from him in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And Orion Samuelson will join us before 10 to talk about the thumping that the farmers of Iowa are going to take from this China tariff war going on with the Trump White House.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All you got to do is hear the first couple of notes of that, right?
It makes me so happy whenever I hear that theme song.
Brings back nothing but memories, theme song. From the well, that's really the love theme from Gene and Roger for a lot of years. Chaz Ebert's here. A Day of Empathy, established in Chicago as a tribute to your late husband. And why is this so important to you?
You know why it's important to me? Because first of all, this is such this country is so divided now.
Amen.
Not just politically, but you know, religion, by class, by race. It's so divided at a time when I thought that we were actually coming closer together. And Roger said that movies are a machine that generates empathy, that lets you know the aspirations and hopes and dreams of people of another
right.
race or color or you know, you know, of an immigrant, of just of different people.
Sure.
And I think it's time for us to talk about how we can bring people together again rather than how we divide people. It's so important to me.
What can we do? People listening to this, what's the one message that you want them to come away with today?
I want more than one message. One message is put yourself in someone else's shoes mm-hmm. so that you can feel what it's like to be a person of somebody different than you. The other thing is I actually want, it's messaging right now. It's having water cooler conversations about what empathy means, how you can do something as simple as this is going to sound very simple, but smiling at people mm-hmm. rather than, you know, staying in your head and thinking about all the things that are going
staring
on.
At a screen. Staring at a screen while you're walking down the street, right? Get your head out of your phone for 10 seconds
Absolutely.
And realize what's going on in the world.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we're going to do in Chicago, though, is also have a contest where we encourage schools to do projects so they can win prizes for a school illustrating empathy across any discipline. It could be, you know, and they can use any of their courses to put together a project for empathy. And at the end, there will be prizes. Right now, it's only 10 prizes of $1,000 each.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. But we're hoping that there will be even more.
Well, because as you build this thing and as it goes on, there ought to be corporate folks who jump in because they want to be a part of it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of you in particular or the organization?
They can reach us at rogerebert.com/empathy.
Okay. And I'm sure there's probably tags on a website, right? Right on the homepage and place or just search it. Search empathy. It's right there.
Yes.
You should search empathy anyway.
Or hashtag Day 4 Empathy, Day number 4 Empathy.
There you go.
Absolutely. Roger had a quote, and I know we're going to talk about Ebertfest, too, in a little bit, but when you pop up your website, it says, every great film should seem new every time you see it, and that was one of Roger's famed quotes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that with people, though, too. You know, every time you see someone, and you said yourself, put yourself in their shoes. You know, maybe someone's having a bad day.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to realize that.
Right. I think that one of the things that I loved about Roger is, even though I always thought it was ironic that he was a movie critic, because he was actually one of the most, he was so kind and so generous, and he had a really big heart, and he loved people so much. He was always doing things behind the scenes that you didn't hear about, and some of those things are on our website at rogerebert.com. This week, because it's the fifth anniversary of his death, we are giving over each day something new on the site. So yesterday we had film critics write about the kindness that Roger showed or how empathy had an effect and impacted them. Mm-hmm. Today, I think we have, I forget whether it's everyday people or, but every day we're having something on the website about what empathy means and how it shows up.
Well, it goes to what you're talking about. I mean, the core of this is you can have separate beliefs. You can have your separate opinions, but we're all human beings on the same planet trying to get by. You know, hold a door for somebody.
Yes.
You know, don't gun it when somebody's crossing the street.
Okay.
Just basic decency.
Let somebody have that parking space.
Yes. Yeah, all those little things. And when somebody's really struggling, you know, it's not a bad thing to feel. You know, feel for them
yes.
and understand that sadness or pain you feel is real, and it's a good thing because it could drive change.
You know, Steve, what I want to do is reach a point where our Chicago public school students feel safe going to school,
Amen.
Coming home. I want them to know that someone loves them, that someone wants them to be safe, that someone wants to protect them, and I want them to start feeling, and I want them to know that it's not okay to bully each other. Right. And that it's not okay to be bullied, no matter what they see on a national level.
Amen.
From our president. I hate to say that, but...
No, it's true. It's true. And I always encourage parents, too, don't assume that your kid's the good kid because your kid's the good kid at home.
That's
Check
right.
their behavior out and make sure they're not the part of the larger circle that's causing the problems All as right. well.
You know, another reason and day for empathy is because our children here in Chicago may not always be able to afford to go to Washington to march,
sure.
like the kids from Parkland did. And so I wanted to make sure that we have something that we do right here starting in the city, because I love this city. This is my hometown, and I want to see it. I want to see us do better.
Well, you know what? You're doing a fine job of keeping Roger going left and right here, and the foundation is going great as well. I know this is part of the foundation, but what you're doing every day.
Yes, it's part of the Roger and Chaz Ebert Foundation, but also of RogerEbert.com.
What about the Film Fest, Andrea?
Oh, this is one of my favorites, Ebert Fest. It's the 20th anniversary. Steve, this started out, Roger and Chaz came down, and it was just it's at the Virginia Theater, which is
at the University
downtown.
Of
yeah, it's yeah. the downtown part of the campus. And there were maybe a couple hundred, right, Chaz? Now it's just people come from all over the world
all
to
over.
Ebert Fest.
Absolutely. And we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. We're having who I call the three queens of cinema. Ava DuVernay is bringing her film 13th.
Nice.
Julie Dash, this is the 25th year of her classic film, Daughters of the Dust, which Roger loved. And Amma Asante is coming in from England
really?
With her movie Belle.
Wow,
yes.
cool.
Yeah. yeah. And then, but we're also having, the Big Lebowski and the real dude, Jeff
yes.
Dowd, is going to be there.
Is that
so,
right?
The dude abides.
Oh,
if you're a film
but
fan.
But hold on, is there a bowling alley in Springfield worthy of that?
You know what? We told all the bowling alleys to be on alert.
In Springfield, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Champagne. We told all the bowling alleys to be on alert.
It's true.
Because the dude's coming.
That's right.
That's funny.
And there's Q&A sessions. This is just, you
yes.
watch the movies. There's a dozen movies? Or there's
yeah, about, yeah.
That you,
said, about
yeah,
a dozen.
That you can
over
watch.
Over 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, and it's Q&A, so you can mm-hmm. ask any question. Yeah. And Chaz, like I said, just donates her time to talk to all the students, which
you know,
is so cool.
I love it. I love talking to the students, especially. But also, we have a group who comes, they call themselves the Rhodes Scholars, R-O-A-D scholars, because they are older and they love movies and they're very open-minded about movies, which is good because some of the movies that we show are not strictly family-friendly. So, you know, another movie we're showing, this is the 20th or 25th anniversary of the movie Selena, which made Jennifer Lopez a
yep.
star.
Right.
And we're having the director Gregory Nava come in for Selena as well.
You know, and these young filmmakers who are trying to get a leg up, every opportunity to spread the news of their work is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Mara, what about RogerEbert.com?
Well, RogerEbert.com, we have daily. Last week, for instance, we had Women Writers Week. I turned the website completely over to all of our women writers, and all of the movie reviews last week were written by women critics. Articles every single day last week were written by women critics. I started this in 2013 because Roger and I used to have a debate about whether there was a difference in how women perceived movies and
sure.
men perceived movies.
Right.
We agreed that in the majority of cases, the critical consensus is that we see them the same way. However, there is a great percentage of where there really is a difference, and that's why, you know, some men will dismiss a movie and call it a chick flick when it's something that could be very important, very entertaining, and you got to start seeing movies that don't devalue women.
Be open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yes, be open-minded, yeah.
Do I even have to be open-minded about The Shape of Water? Because that one's a tough for me. That was a stretch for
That's
me.
Come on,
question.
Come on. It's a love story.
Yeah.
It's a love story. You don't have to
love
fall
story
in love
that made
with
me
want fish.
To poke my eyes out. No, no. It's...
No, don't do it.
And that was by a man. I mean, Guillermo
right.
del Toro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I yeah. love that movie. It's so romantic.
RogerEbert.com also has a Share Your Empathy the story or two on it, too. So easy clicks. Everywhere Roger Ebert's name is and Chaz Ebert's name is, you'll be able to work your way back to a day for empathy.
Hashtag day number four, empathy.
Yep. And to make it come full circle too, Ebertfest 2018, I know Chaz, you wanted to get this out too, is going to be dedicated to the memory of Mary Frances Fagan, one of our friends who recently passed away.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And you know, Mary Frances Fagan is having her memorial service at the Museum of Broadcast Communication April 14th. On the stage of Saturday Night Live.
Seems right. Doesn't that seem right?
Absolutely.
Seems completely right. I also want to say hi to Kate, Gene Siskel's daughter. When Kate was a little girl, Gene would bring her into the radio station before I'd been fired from that one and come by. So that's how I got to know Gene. But it was always a pleasure to see Roger, and it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. And I love Kate Siskel. Kate and her sister Callie were our flower girls at our wedding.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so I keep up with them. To this day, I love them.
Turns out they turned into pretty good grown-ups, huh?
They are wonderful.
Yeah,
very smart.
That?
Very smart.
Nice to see you, Chaz Ebert.
And again,
day for empathy, day the number four, empathy. You can help in a lot of ways, but you can just help yourself by being a little more empathetic to folks.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.